Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
So, our first guest this week is Vesna, 36-year-old Vesna Obermeyer. Vesna, bye-bye, dankie dat jy by show is vir oggend. Dankie dat jy by program is. Hoe gaan het met jou? Thanks for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Very nice to meet you. Why did you write to us? You have quite a story to tell.
Yes, I do. I actually applied for studying in July last year, July 25. Never had the funds, unfortunately. And I said, let me just be optimistic and a bit ambitious. And I took the opportunity and I applied.
Tell me a little bit of the story that led up to this moment where you decided now at this stage of your life, you want to study now.
At this age, I'm a parent and I want to give my kids a better life. We've come from a history of very, very poor background where we couldn't afford food or anything else. And at this current moment, I want to improve my life, give my kids a better life. And I am the only breadwinner at home as well. I look after my dad, two younger siblings.
Two?
Yeah. 6 months ago, my brother said, our flat alight, he's addicted to drugs. And we don't have a place to stay. So we wanted to move into a small flat. And my dad is on pension. And I support my dad. Now he's on pension, but he's an Uber driver. It's very little because he rents a car weekly. So we pay for rehab as well.
Sure.
We lost everything.
Sure.
Everything.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot. And as a only breadwinner, it's very difficult. But
You're pushing through. You're pushing through. Yes, no, it's quite all right. And you said at this age, if I may ask, how old are you now?
I'm 35. And people would ask, at this big age, you're studying. We never had the opportunity. Never. But I was fortunate enough, you know, God always provides and he always comes through. And I took an opportunity. And I applied. And I, you know, I say for myself, even 35, I'll grace. But when it comes, he's our grace. Just take a chance. If you know it.
Can I feel you say, no is your fate.
Yeah.
Felicity, there comes a time, and I think in any parents, let alone a background like this, where you decide, now's my time.
Vesna, there is no such thing as it's too late, ever. There's no such thing as my background means that I don't get to also better myself and in the same time better my family. And I can tell you now, as somebody who has gone through some of the similar things, I have addiction in my family. I've had to take on family members. It's hard. You're a parent. I'm a parent. It's hard. But you can do it. And you've chosen you. It's unbelievable what you are doing. And the example that you're going to set, not only for your children, but for siblings, for other family members, you have no idea the ripple effect that this is going to have within your family.
Ons saam met jou, ons is daar vir jou, Vesna. Meer van Vesna op pad volgende.
Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
Speciale gast is Vesna Obermeyer. Vesna, tell us, what do you want to study?
My passion's always been with human resource management. Okay. I was working at a company before and I got promoted from reception. But unfortunately, due to bad choices, I left and I had a brief time in HR and my passion just grew from there. And I registered with Mancosa for BCom in HR management. And that's what I want to pursue.
That's what you want to do.
I'm a people's person.
You are.
I
and
am
what does your family
person.
Say about this? Are they supportive?
They're also excited. Yes,
are they?
Very, very excited.
Do they realize that now is your time?
Yes.
There's no
I do feel a bit guilty.
No, okay. Let's unpack that for a second.
I do feel a bit guilty because I always put everyone first. Always put everyone first. Everyone.
No.
And with this interview, I can't explain it. It is a blessing. Guys, I was fostered as a kid. I even told my foster mom. She sent me a message earlier this morning. She said, God is in control. And I just feel that it's a blessing just being here, being selected.
You don't have to feel guilty. It's your turn and you deserve it. You really do. So this gentleman here represents a company that is so kind and so generous. Dave Arnold.
Actually just want to hold your shoulder while we talk, but certainly just thanks for applying for the Sabat Batteries Bursary. your story really touched us. It's an inspirational story of somebody that's just always showed determination, courage, the will to overcome. And yeah, you've been a leader in your family, and you've taken responsibility, and you shouldered a lot of responsibility. And so we're going to sponsor you to go and study your human resources management this year. So your tuition fees are taken care of. We'd like to obviously monitor your progress, and if you get the opportunity, because we've obviously got HR in our business too, we'd love you to come in and spend a bit of time with us, just to come and learn a little bit around what we do and get exposure to human resources in a company context.
My heart wants to explode. Fire, 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 donkey. Words can't describe how I'm feeling. That's a dream. Fire, 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 donkey. Thank you so much. It won't just change my life, but the life of my kids, as well as my siblings.
You wrote here, from a young age, I've always been passionate about human resources management, interacting with people, a role devoted to people. In fact, it's often called the people profession. I like that, to everyone in HR. I know you get a lot of trouble from people sometimes, but that's a beautiful thing. Colored child from the hood with dream.
Yes.
Gaan kry vir jou.
Baie, baie, baie dankie.
Good job, angels, and say bad batteries. Good job. Oh, man, this is going to be absolutely beautiful. Good job, everybody. And thanks for coming through, Vesna. Alles van die beste vir die toekomst.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.